Good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Voschanan by Sheni. That's Perek Dalit Pasuk Hey. Re'ei limadati eschem chukim u'mishpotim kasher tzivani Hashem elekoi. Moshe Rabbeinu continues saying, see, I have taught you the chukim and the mishpotim as Hashem elekoi has commanded me to do. Lasos kein bekerev ha'oretz, to do so in the midst of the land. Asher atem boim sham l'rishtad, to which you come to take possession of it. Pasuk Vov, Ushmartem, you shall safeguard Vasisem and do them. Kihichoch maschem uvinaschem le'enio amim, because that is your wisdom and your understanding in the eyes of the people. Asher yishmun eis kol achukim e'ele, who will hear all these chukim. Va'omran, and they will say, Rakam chochom v'novoin hagoya godel azeh. Surely a wise and understanding people is this great nation. So Drashi, Ushmartem, you shall safeguard. Zum Mishnah, this means studying. Meaning learning the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's the Shmir of the Torah. That's Shadis, because it's going to guarantee you to continue fulfilling it. Vasisem, Zok Drashi, and you have to perform them. Kimashmoa, that you have to understand like it sounds. Because that's your wisdom and your understanding. That with through this you will be considered chachamim, wise, venavoinim, and understanding people. Any am in the eyes of all people. Pasuk Zayin, kimi goy gadol asher lo elokim kroivim elov, for which is a great nation that is Hashem, who is close to it. Kashem Elokeinu, as is Hashem, our God Elokeinu, b'chol kareinu elav, whenever we call to Him, b'chol kareinu elav, whenever we call to Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Ches, u'migoy gadol asher lo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, and which is a great nation that has these chukim mishpatim, that's these righteous chukim and mishpatim, k'chol ha'Torah azoyis asher anochi noisin lefneichem hayoyim, such as this entire Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu says that I place before you this day. So Rashi, chukim mishpatim tzadikim, hagunim u'mukubalim, that means they're fair and they're acceptable. Pasuk Tes, raki shomer l'cho u'shmor nafshecha me'oid, pentishka chesedvorem asher ro einecho. Only beware for yourself and greatly beware for your nefesh. Pentishkach, lest you forget the things that your eyes have beheld. Unless you remove them from your heart all the days of your life, and make them known to your children and your children's children. So Rashi in Pasuk Tes, Raki Shamalcha v'goymer pentishka chasadvarim, Oz kishaloi tishkechu oisim. Then when you will not forget them, v'tasam al mitasam, and you're going to do the mitzvahs in their authentic manner, teichoshvu chachamu menevoinim. Then you're going to be considered wise and understanding people. But if you're going to distort them as a result of forgetting, you're going to be considered fools. Pasuk Yud, Yoim Asher Amadato Lefnei Hashem Alikecha B'choyrev, Be'mor Hashem Elai Hakeli Yisa'om V'ashmiyem Es Devoroi. The day that you stood before the Ribbono Shel Olam at Choyrev, when Hashem said to me, gather the people to me and I should let them hear, Asher yilmadun liyira oisi kol hayamim asher im chayim alu adama, so they could hear my words, that they should learn to fear me. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, all the days that they live on the earth, ves b'neim yilamedim, and they shall teach their children. So Drashi yoyim asher amadat, to the day that you stood, musav al mikra shalamayim, and this refers to the pasuk that precedes it, asher roi necha, that your eyes have beheld, yoyim asher amadat b'choyrev, the day that you stood at choyrev, asher isim akoylis v'salapidim, that you saw the sounds and the flames. Yilmadun, Targumukl says, Yelfun, they shall learn la'atzmam, for themselves. Yilameidun, Targumukl says, Yalfun, they shall teach la'cherim, that means for other people. Pasuk, Yuraliv, Vatikrivun, so you approached, Vatamdum tachas ahor, and you stood at the foot of the mountain, V'ahor boyer ba'esh, and the mountain was burning with fire, Adleiv ha'shamayim, to up to the heart of this of the shamayims, of the heavens. Choyshech, darkness, onon, cloud, va'arofel, and a thick cloud. Pasuk Yud Beis, va'yidaber Hashem eleicha mitoicha eish. Hashem spoke to you from the midst of the fire. Koil devarim atem shoimim.
You were hearing the sounds of words.
Usmuna einchem royim,
but you were not seeing a likeness, zulasi koil, only a sound. Pasuk Gimel, Vayagid lochem es briso yasher tiva eschem lasis aseris hadvorim. He told you, Moshe Rabbeinu says, of his bris, of his covenant that he commanded you to observe. That's the aseris hadibris.
Vayichtevim al shnei luchei savonim, and he inscribed them unto luchei savonim.
Pasuk Yudalid, Vayosi tiva Hashem be'esahid lelamid eschem chukim u'mishpatim. Hashem commanded me at that time, Moshe Rabbeinu says, to teach you the chukim and mishpatim. What was the purpose? Lasoischem oisam, that you should do them. Ba'aretz asher atem oivrim sham alirishta. The tachlis was lasoischem oisam. Ba'aretz asher atem oivrim sham alirishta, to perform these mitzvahs in the land which you're going to cross to take possession of. That the Eretz Yisrael and Asiyas and mitzvahs goes hand in hand. So Rashi, Va'isi tziv Hashem beisi lelamid eschem. Hashem commanded me at that time to teach you Torah shebal peh. That's the Torah shebal peh. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Daf lamed zayin amud aleph. Pasuk tezvov, v'nishmartem mi'oid l'nafshei seichem. But you shall take great care for your nefashis, for your souls. Ki lo ri'isem kol temuno, for you did not see any likeness. B'yom diber Hashem aleichem, on the day that Hashem spoke to you, b'choyrev at choyrev, mitoicha esh, from the midst of fire. Pasuk tezayin, pentashchisun, lest you act corruptly, v'asisem lochem pesel, and you're going to make for yourselves a carved image, tumunas kol samel, a likeness of any shape, tavnis zocher, a form of a male, or in a cave of a female. So Rashi, samel, this means tsura, shape. Pasuk yudzayin, tavnis kol behemo, a form of any animal, asher ba'aretz, that's on the earth, tavnis kol tzipor konof, asher tov bashamayim, or a form of any winged bird that flies in the heavens. Pasuk yudches, Tavnis kol roi meiz bo adamo, a form of anything creeping on the ground. Tavnis kol dogo asher b'mayim mitachas la'oretz, or a form of any fish that is in the water under the earth. Pasuk yutez ufentiso inecho asher mayimo, v'ri'ises Hashem es v'es yireich v'es akechovim, koil tzevo asher mayim. Or, and lest you raise your eyes to the heavens and you see the sun, ufentiso inecho asher mayim v'ri'ises Hashem es. Vesa Yireich and the moon, Vesa Kechav and the stars, the entire legion of the heavens, that's Koil Tzavah Shamayim, Venidachto, and you will be drawn astray. Vishtachavislam lehem, and bow down to them. Vavadatam, and you'll worship them. Asher Cholach Hashem Alikecho Isom, Lechoil Ha'amim, Tachas Kol HaShamayim. Which Hashem Alikecho is a portion to all the people under the entire Shamayim, under the entire heavens. Zok Rashi, Ventiso, and lest you raise your eyes, l'stakil badava, to look at that thing, v'lasei says a slave, and to set your heart, l'tei sachreim, to make mistakes and to err by following them, to go after after the avodah zarah. Doesn't mean that Miraim says that it's pashut, that it's also to look at them, it's at the heavens. You're allowed to look at the heavens. The problem is to look at it, to go after them, and to be over the avodah zarah. Asher cholak Hashem, which Hashem elikech has a portion to all the people, l'hoyer lahem, to give them light. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Tes, the sun, the moon, and the stars give light not only to the Umay Sa'ilam, but to Klal Yisrael as well. But that's only a temporary state of affairs, the Chazal say. Ultimately, Hashem will be the source of Klal Yisrael's life, as the Navi says. You're not going to have you no longer will have a need for the sun for light by day, nor for brightness will the moon illuminate for you. Rather, what does it say? Hashem will be to you as an eternal light, and your God for your covet, for your glory. That's Ashtek Nishaya. Samach Yutes. Therefore, the heavenly bodies that were apportioned were definitively, says the Maral, given to the nations, but not to Klal Yisrael. So it wasn't for Klal Yisrael. Davracher Nochapshat Le'elohus. These heavenly bodies have been apportioned to the nations as their deities, their getchkes, their vaydazoras. That is Le'manu Militos Achreim. Hashem didn't prevent them from following after them. He let them slip by means of their foolishness and let them attribute divine status to these heavenly bodies, in order to drive them out from the world. It says, for he let them slip in his eyes, that he should find his sin to hate him. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Chof,
But Hashem has taken you, vayoytzi eschem, and He has withdrawn you, mikur habarzel, from the iron crucible, mimitzrayim. What is that? That's from Mitzrayim, called the kur habarzel. Li yoyz loy la'am, to be a nation, to ribonish loyim nachalo, li yoyz loy la'am nachalo, kayoyim hazeh, to be a nation of a heritage for Him, as this very day, kayoyim hazeh, as this very day. So Rashi, mikur, from the iron. What does that mean? Kor hukli. A kor is a vessel. Shemazakikim bayis azov, which they refine gold. So he says he took them out of you. This Mitzrayim place. Pasuk of Aleph. Vashem isanaf bi al devreichem. Hashem became angry with me because of your inyanim, of your matters. Vayishova, and he swore levilti of riyasayardein, that I would not cross the yardein. Ulevilti vayala oretz atoivo. And that it also would not come to the land, good land, which Hashem Elikecha gives you as a heritage. Hashem swore, I'm not going to go. So Rashi, Sanaf, Nismali Roiges, he became filled with anger. Al Devrechem, because of your matters. Al Oidei Seichem, concerning you. Al Eskechem, because of all your affairs. The Bainshem got all upset and angry. Pasuk of Beis, Ki Anoichim Meis Ba'aretz Azois. For Moshe Rabbeinu says, I will die in this land. Eineni oivres hayardein. I am not crossing the yardein. V'atem oivrim. But you are crossing. V'yirishtem es ha'oretz ha'toiv ha'zois. And you're going to take possession of this good land. So Rashi, ki anoichi meis v'gaymer eneni oiver. I will die. I'm not crossing. Me'achar shemeis. Once he's dead. Mehechan yaver. How could he cross? El rapshat is, af atzmois hayeinem oivrim. Even my bones will not cross to be buried there, Moshe Rabbeinu says. But you're going to go in there. By Yaakov Avinu says his atzmois and his guf was buried in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef says hal atzmoisam, he says. His guf was buried in Mitzrayim, but his bones were brought up. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I didn't get any of that. Af atzmoisam, I didn't get my guf, I didn't get my atzmois bechlal. But you're going in there into Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk of Gimel. Hisham rulochem, now that you're going into Eretz Yisrael, beware of yourselves. Pentishkechu, lest you forget, as Bris Hashem Lekechem, the covenant that Hashem has sealed with sealed with you, Ashakar Simachem, which He has sealed with you, the Bris that Hashem made with you, and He has sealed with you. Vasisem Lochem, Pesel Tmunas Koil, Ashatzif Hashem Lekecha, and you will make yourself a graven image of a likeness of anything which Hashem Lekecha has commanded you. So Rashi, Tmunas Koil literally means a likeness of any Tmunas Kol Dover, a likeness of anything. Ashatzif Hashem, which Hashem Lekecha has commanded you. Asher tzivcha olav shaloi lasis, which Hashem commanded you not to make. Pasuk of Dalid, ki Hashem alekecha eish oichlohu. For Hashem alekecha, He is a consuming fire. Keil kana, He is a zealous God. Zekrashi keil kana, imekani likna, ribonu shaloilam linkoim, is zealous to take vengeance, is revenge. Anpin balaz, mischor al rogzoi. Ribonu shalom settles scores with anybody that angers Him. Li parami oivdevay dezara, to take revenge from those who worship Avodah Zarah. Pasuk Chafei Ki Soilid Bonim. When you will have children, Uvnei Vonim, and grandchildren, Uvnei Shantem Ba'oretz, and you will have been long in the land, V'hishchatem, you will grow corrupt. Vasisem Kol, Vasisem Pesel Tmunas Koil, and you'll make a carved image of likeness of anything. Vasisem Arab Einei Hashem Lekecha Lachisa, and you will do the evil in the eyes of Hashem Lekecha to anger Him. So Drashim and Ashantem, you have been long. Ramaz Lehem Sheyiglu Mimen. Moshe Rabbeinu hinted to them that they will be exiled from the land of Eretz Yisrael. L'seif Shmoyne Meis V'chamishim Shnayim Shana, at the end of 852 years. Kemin Vin V'non Ashantem, like the numerical value of an Ashantem. V'n Ashantem V'hu Hiktim, but Hashem advanced the date. V'heglam, and He exiled them. L'seif Shmoyne Meis V'chamishim, at the end of 850 years. V'iktim Shtei Shanim L'n Ashantem. Ribon Yishlenim advanced the Golos 2 years ahead of the number that's represented by the word v'noshantem. Kadesh lo yiskayim b'em ki yovei tevedim, so that the pasuk that says that you will surely perish should not be fulfilled in them. Zeh shenema, that's what it says. Vayishkoid Hashem al ha'ra, Hashem hurried regarding the ra, the evil, vayiveo olov, and He brought it upon us. Ki tzadik Hashem alekenu, Hashem alekenu is a tzadik, is charitable. That is, tzedakah asimon, He did chesed with us, He did tzedakah, shemir la'aviyah, that He hurried to bring the galus, shteishanim, 2 years lefnei zman, before its appointed time. Zayishtei the Gemara Gittin, samach peiches amit beiz, as well as in Sanhedrin, lamit ches amit aleph. That's when Hashantim, the Banshim was makdim it. It's supposed to be 852 years, the Banshim said after 850 years. Pasuk chavav, ha'idoy sivachem ayoyim es ha'shamayim v'yes ha'oretz.
I call the Shemayim, the heavens, and the earth this day to be witnesses against you. Ki avay toyveidun maher me'ala oritz asher atem oivrim esayardin shama l'rishto, that you will surely perish quickly from the land which you are crossing to the Yardin to take possession of. Le'sarichun yomim aleo, you shall not have lengthy days upon it. Ki shamei tishamedun, for you will be destroyed. So Rashi, I call the Shemayim and the earth this day to be a witness against you. Hinini mazminam, behold, I summon them. Lihi yis eidin, that they should be witnesses. Shesreisi b'chem, that I warned you. Moshe Rabbeinu says. Pasuk Chof Zayin, v'heifitz Hashem eschem bo'amim. Hashem will scatter you among the peoples. V'nishartem esei mispor, and you will be left few in number. Bagoyim, among the nations asher yinaheg Hashem eschem shomer, among the nations where Hashem will lead you. Pasuk Chavches, Vavadetem Shom Elohim Masi Yedei Adam, there you will serve gods, the handiwork of people, Masi Yedei Adam. Eitz Ve'even, of wood and stone, Asher Lo Yirun, which do not see, Ve'lo Yishmun, and do not hear, Ve'lo Yoichlun, and do not eat, Ve'lo Yirichun, and do not smell. Zakr Ashi, Vavadetem Shom Elohim, there you will serve these gods. This is to understand Ketarim Guma, like the Targum says, Mishatem oivdim leovdeyam, since you serve those who serve these false getchkes, these gods, ki'ilu atem oivdim lem, it's ki'ilu you worship them. Pshat is if you oivd the avodah zarah, whatever the avodah zarah is, the modern day money in America, the tzionishkeit, whatever it is, so if you serve them, zot rashi, ki'ilu atem oivdim lem, it's ki'ilu if you serve them, mishatem oivdim leovdeyam, if you oivd the oivdim, the pshat is if you schaber to rishayim, and you identify with the same things that they identify with, then it's ki'ilu atem oivdim lem, like you're oivd them. Pasuk chavtes, uvikashte misham es Hashem leikecha, from there you will seek the Ribbono shel Olam leikecha umatzasa, and you will find him. Ki sidrishenu, if you search for him bechal levavcha, with all your heart, uvechal nafshecha, and all your soul, if you search with the Ribbono shel Olam, even if you're out in the galus after the two korbanos at the Beit Hamikdash, after those 850 years you're out in exile, but if you will search, then you'll find him. But you have to do one thing, there's one tanai. You have to search with him with all your heart and all your soul. When you are in distress, when tzaras come upon you, all these things, and all these things have befallen you. It's a time of tzar, ba'achiris hayomim, at the end of days, v'shafto, and you will return ad Hashem Elokecha to Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'koila, and you will listen to his voice. Moshe Rabbeinu saying at the end of his life, look what's going to happen. You're going to go off. You're going to be over the Avodah Zarah. You're going to be sent out of the land. V'nashantem, 850 years later, after the Churban is based on Mikdash. But nein, the Ribbono shel Olam, if you're b'kashtem misham as Hashem Elokecha mitzasa, you'll find him. If you put your whole lev and nefesh, and you'll find him. When you're in a time of distress, and all these things will be befallen you, ba'achris hayamim, then you will return to the Ribbono shel Olam, and you will listen to his voice. Pasuk lamed aleph, ki keil rachum hu elikecha, because the Ribbono shel Olam, elikecha, is a merciful God. Lo yarpecha, he will not loosen his hold on you. Velo yashchisecha, and he will not destroy you. Velo yishkach es bris avisecha asher nishba lehem, and he will not forget, Moshe Rabbeinu says, the bris of your forefathers that he swore to them. He's never going to forget that, Moshe Rabbeinu says. Keil rachum Hashem alikecha, lo yarpecha v'lo yashchisecha, like Rashi, lo yarpecha, he will not loosen his hold on you, milchazik becha, from holding on to you, biyodav, with his hands. Loshon lo yarpecha, loshon lo yafilu, it's lo yafilu, loshon lo yafilu, and loshon of hifil, lo yitin lecha riffin, he will not give you a loosening. Lo yafrish oischa me'etzle, he'll never separate for you from being next to him. It says a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Gimel Dalit, I took hold of him, I will not let him go loose. It doesn't say erpenu, which means I will become loose towards him. Every instance of the word rifyon, loosening, refers to an expression of either acting upon or another, or acting upon oneself. Like the word harpe lo, give her a loosening. It says in Melachim Beis, Dalit Chav Zayin, let Lucifer, Haref Mimenu, Hisrape Mimenu, like the word Haref Mimenu means, Haref Mimenu, loosen yourself from me. Pasuk Lamid Beis, Ki Sha'al No, for inquire now liyamim rishayim regarding the earlier days asher hayu lufanecha that preceded you lemenayim asher bara elo kim adam ala aretz from the day when Hashem created man on the earth ulemiktzei hashemayim and of those which are from one end of the shemayim v'atketzei hashemayim to the other end of shemayim hani yakadovor hagodel hazeh has there ever been anything like this great thing oyanishma kamoyu. Or has anything like it been heard? So, Rashi liyamim rishonim. This means al yamim rishonim regarding the earlier days. Look, say hashemayim, which from the end of the heavens, vegam sha'al, and also inquire l'chol abrum of all the creatures, hashemikotze el kotze that are found from one end of the shemayim to the other end. Zeh pshuta. That's the pashup shot. Medrashi is Rashi melamed. This teaches us al kaimosei shel adam. This tells you the height of adam rishon shayisim in haaretz. He was from the ground, from the earth, ad hashemayim, up until the heavens. V'hu ashir atzmai, that's the same measure, asher mikotzel kotze, that's from one end of the world to the other end of the world. So according to this pshat, what does it mean, k'sha'alna yomim rishonim, inquire regarding the earlier days? It means from when Hashem created Adam, who extended from the earth to the shemayim, which is the same as from one end of the shemayim to the other end of the shemayim. That's a Rashi in Chagiga, Yud Beis Amar Aleph, Dibra Maschal Ala Oretz Ulmiktzei HaShemayim says. So the word Adam over here in this pasuk is referring to Adam HaRishon, not to mankind in general. So what does it mean, the height of Adam? We can understand it as a reference to his intellect, his das. So this Agoda could be understood as saying that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave Adam the capacity to understand, to comprehend all that's beneath the Shemayim, the Marik says. That explains what the Pasuk speaks at the ends of Shemayim rather than the ends of the earth. Zeshtet in the Kitzur Eim. Akoponim, this is the height of Adam Midah, means the Das, that what does he stand over any other creatures? It's in reference to his intellect, the intellect that was given to man. Zakrashi Vaita Haniyo Kadover Agodel Azeh, has there ever been anything like this great thing? Mawa Dover Agodel, what is this great thing? Hashoma Om Vagoimer, has the people ever heard of the following Pasuk like we're going to see? Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Hashoma Om, has a people ever heard Koil Elokim Medaber, the voice of Hashem speaking Mitoicha Eish, from the midst of the fire, Kasher Shamata, as you have heard Ata, you Vayechi, and you nevertheless survived. Pasuk Lamed Aleid, Oyhanisa, or has any Oyhanisa Elokim Elohim Lovoi, or has any god ever performed nisim, lakachas legoy, to come to take for himself a nation, mikerev goy, from amidst the nation, b'masois, with challenges, b'oisois, with signs, b'moivsim, and with wonders, uvi milchama, and with war, uvi yod chazok, and with a strong hand, uvi zroya natuya, and an outstretched arm, uvi mayroyim gedoylim, and with greatly awesome maisim, kechoyil asher osa lachem Hashem aleikeichem, b'mitzrayim, such as everything that Hashem Lekeichem did for you in Mitzrayim, Le'einecho, before your eyes. Has there ever been a God that's done that? Zok Rashi, Anisa Elohim. Hachi Asa Nisim Shum Eloiha. Is any Eloika? No, it means over here, has any God performed any miracles? Eloiha. Lovoi Lekachas Legoi, to come and take for himself a nation. Kol Hein Halalu, all these Heis that are used as a prefix in all these Pesukim. To me, I'm saying that these are indicators of questions. It says that Haniya, Hanishma, Hashoma, Hanisa, B'masa is with challenges. Alidei Nisyoinois. That means Nisyoinois. Hoidiyam Gvurois. If you let them know of his Gvura, his might. Kegoin, it says, Hispora, like, glorify yourself over me. That, what does that mean? Imuchalasis, can see if I can do this. I raise a Nisyoin. See now that that was a test. Ba'isois, B'misimonim. That means with signs. Lahamin, to instill memuna, belief. That Moshe Rabbein was the messenger of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kegoin, Mazabi Yedecha, like what it says, what is this in your hand? Uvemoifsim, and with wonders, Haim Nifloyos, these are the marvels, Shevi Aleim, that the Rebbeinu Shalom brought upon them, Makois Mifloyos, these marvelous Makois to the Mitzriim, these plagues that they got. Uvemilchama, and with war, what is that? That's Biyam, Bayam Suf. Shenemar, it says, Keshem Nilchal Lahem, because Hashem was waging war on their behalf. Pasuk. Lamed hey ato haray saladas, you have been shown to know ki Hashem hu Elokim, that Hashem, he is the Elokim, he is the God. Ein oid milvadai, there is none beside him. So Rashi, Haresa Kitargum, you have to understand it like the Targum. Itachazesa, you have been shown, Kishanasana Kaddish Baruch Hu, as I tell you, when the Banishim gave the Torah, Pasach Lem Shiva Rikim, he opened seven Shemaims for Klal Yisrael. Ukashem Shakores El Yoinim, just like he parted the higher realms, Kach Kores Atachtoinim, so too he parted the lower realms. Virosh Uyechidi, and they saw that he is unique. Lekach Nemer, that's why it says, Ata Haresa Das, you have been shown to know. Rashi Ovid is explaining in what sense Klal Yisrael was shown to know Hashem's unity. So at Sinai, the Giloy by Sinai, they saw the Shekhinah and the divine core of all that exists, says the Ber Yitzchok. Pasuk Lamed Vov Min Hashemayim, from the heavens, Hishmiacha Es Koilo, he caused you to hear his voice. What was that in order to Liyasreka, in order to teach you? V'al Ha'aretz, and on the earth, Heracha, he showed you Es Ishay Agadoyle, his great fire. Udvarov Shamato Mitoicha Eish, and you heard his words from amidst the fire. Pasuk Lamed Zayin V'sachas, and because Ki Ohav Asevaisecha, that he loved your avos, your forefathers. V'yivchor B'zaroi Acherov, and he chose his offspring after him. V'yitziyacha B'fonov, and he took you out before him. B'choicha Yagodol, with his great strength. Mi Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim. Zok Rashi V'sachas Ki Ohav, and because he loved you. V'chol Zeh, and all this that we mentioned above, he did that. Why? Tachas asher ohav, because he loved you. Ve'itziyacha b'fanav, and he took you out before him. Ka'adam amanik b'noy l'fanav, like a person who leads his son ahead of himself. Shenemer, as it says, Vayisa malach olikim, the angel of Hashem, who had been going in front of the B'nai Yisrael, ha'hoylich v'goymer, he moved and went, vayelach mecherem, he went behind them. Dover acher nochapshat, ve'itziyacha b'fanav, and he took you out before him, b'fnei avoysav, before Klal Yisrael's avoys, mentioned earlier in the pasuk, Moshe Nemer, like it says, neged avoysam osa pele. It says, in the presence of their avoys, he did wonders, says the pasuk until him, ayin ches, pasuk yud beis. Ve'al titama, don't wonder, don't be puzzled, al shazkir and b'loshen yachid, that the pasuk says him in b'loshen yachid, sharei, k'savam b'loshen yachid, we see it's written in b'loshen yachid, it says, v'yivchar b'zari yachav, and he chose his offspring after them. Pasuk Lamed Ches Lahoirish, to drive away Goyim Gedolim from before you, these nations that were greater, Goyim Gedolim Vatsumim Mimcha, these nations that are greater and mightier than you, Miponecha, from before you, Laviacha, to bring you, Laseis Lecho Es Artsam Nachalo, to bring you, to give you their land as a nachal, as an inheritance, as this very day. Zok Rashi, Mimcha, Miponecha, from before you, then you, Sarseyu, you have to invert the order, the say to the words over here, Vidarsheyu, and you have to interpret it like this. Lahayrish Miponecha Goyim, to drive away from you before the nations, Gedolim Vatsur Mimecha, that are greater and mightier than you. Kayoim azeh, on this very day, kasharato roye hayoim, as you see today, that's what you see the Ribbono Shel Olam brought you out. What's the pshat? Kayoim azeh, just like you see today, kasharatam roye hayoim, just like you see today, kayoim azeh, Ribbono Shel Olam took you out to give you the land of Sichon and Og. Pasuk Lametes, viadata hayoim, you shall know this day. Vashivoyse levavecho, and take to your heart. What should you take to your heart? Ki Hashem hu elikim, that Hashem, he is your God. Bashamayim mima'al, in the heavens above, ala oretz mitochas, and on the earth below, ein oy, there is none other. Pasuk mem vishamarta es chukov, you shall observe his chukim, ves mitzvois van his mitzvois, asher anoichi mitzavcha ayoim, that I command you this day, Moshe Rabbeinu says, asher yitav lecho, so that he will do good to you, ulvanecha acherecha, and your children after you. Leman tarich yamim alu adamo, asher Hashem elikecha noisin lecha kol hayom, so that you will prolong your days on the land that Hashem elikecha gives you for all the days. That's what Rabbi Yisrael is going to give you. So, and that Rabbi Yisrael brings us up to Shlishi. By Oz Yavdil Moshe Shlishi, then Moshe Rabbeinu sent set the three cities aside. We're going to see Metzachem tomorrow in Pasuk Mem Aleph that he sets aside the three cities, Beit Vayard and Mizrach HaShamash, with the Ari Miklot. But for now, Rabbi, so we leave it at Shlishi.